Welcome to the Strategize, Adapt, Overcome podcast, where we explore timeless strategies from Sun Tzu's The Art of War and how they can be applied to personal growth, life challenges, and professional success. Each episode dives deep into practical tactics for mastering self-discipline, navigating adversity, and achieving your goals with precision and purpose. Whether you're seeking to sharpen your mindset or learn how to adapt and thrive in any situation, then this podcast is your guide to turning ancient wisdom into modern mastery. Tune in and start strategizing your way to a more empowered life. Today, we journey into the most vital and often misunderstood resource you possess, energy dynamics in everyday life, your personal energy. We will explore how to manage, direct, and multiply this force, drawing on the profound wisdom of Sun Tzu to achieve peak performance, overcome inertia, and create sustainable success in your life. The unseen force of victory. Sun Tzu wrote, "The quality of decision is like the well-timed swoop of a falcon, which enables it to strike and destroy its victim." What gives the falcon this devastating power? It is not just its strength or its sharpness of talon. It is its mastery of energy, the conservation of potential energy in the high soar, and the explosive release of kinetic energy in the decisive dive. Now think about your own life. Your energy is your unseen force. It is the current that powers your thoughts, your actions, and your will. Yet how often do you treat it with the strategic respect it deserves? We plan our time, we budget our money, but we often let our most precious resource, our energy, leak away through indecision, distraction, and misalignment. Sun Tzu understood that a victorious army was not just one with superior numbers, but one with superior shi, a concept that translates to momentum, power, or strategic energy. An army with high morale and clear direction could achieve what a larger, dispirited army could not. You are that army. Your personal energy is your shi. When you learn to manage and direct it, you become unstoppable. The question is not how much energy you have, but how skillfully you deploy it. The art of energy management. Before you can direct your energy, you must first learn to manage it. An army that marches endlessly without rest will arrive at the battlefield too exhausted to fight. In the same way, if you are constantly burning your energy on low-value tasks and chronic stress, you will have nothing left for the moments that truly matter. This is not about finding more hours in the day. This is about finding more energy in your hours. Start by becoming a student of your own energy patterns. When are you most alert and creative? When do you feel a natural dip? Sun Tzu would call this understanding your own internal terrain. Most people fight against these natural rhythms, forcing creative work into low-energy periods and wasting high-energy moments on mindless tasks. A strategist does the opposite. A strategist aligns their most important work with their peak energy states. They protect these sacred windows of time with the ferocity of a guard protecting the king. This might mean waking up an hour earlier to work on your most important project before the world makes its demands. It might mean scheduling deep work for the afternoon if that is when your mind is sharpest. Do you know your own rhythm? Do you honor it? Or do you allow the random demands of the day to dictate the flow of your life force? The first act of peak performance is to claim sovereignty over your own energy, aligning your actions with your natural flow, not against it. The power of a singular focus. Sun Tzu taught that a divided force is a weakened force. When you scatter your energy across a dozen priorities, you make progress on none of them. He wrote, "He will win who knows when to fight and when not to fight." For you, this means knowing what to apply your energy to, and just as importantly, what not to apply it to. Think of your energy like a beam of light. When it is diffused, it illuminates a room dimly. But when that same light is focused into a laser, it can cut through steel. Your focused energy has that same power. The challenge of modern life is the constant diffusion of our focus. The email notifications, the social media feeds, the endless to-do lists, they are all enemies of your focused energy. Your strategic task is to build a fortress around your attention. When you decide to work on a task, you bring the full force of your being to it. You create an environment free from distraction. You declare, a singular mission for that block of time and you refuse to be diverted. This is not about rigidity. It is about intention. What is the one objective that, if you focused your energy on it, would make the biggest difference in your life right now? Are you giving it the focused energy it deserves, or are you giving it the leftovers after your energy has been scattered to the winds? True peak performance is born from the discipline of a singular, unwavering focus. You have the power to choose that focus. Harnessing the river of momentum. Inertia is the state of all things at rest. Overcoming it requires a significant initial burst of energy. This is the hardest part of any new endeavor. The first workout, the first sales call, the first chapter of a book. Many people try and fail here, exhausting their willpower before they can create momentum. But Sun Tzu knew the secret. He likened momentum to rolling logs or stones. On level ground, they are inert. But once you get them moving down a slope, they become an unstoppable force, their momentum growing with every turn. Your progress works in exactly the same way. The strategist does not try to conquer the mountain in a single day. The strategist focuses all their initial energy on getting the stone to move just one inch. They celebrate that small victory, and then they focus on the next inch. These are the small, consistent actions that begin to build momentum. Each small win reduces the amount of willpower needed for the next step. The energy of success begins to pull you forward. The person who works out for a week finds the second week easier. The writer who finishes one page feels the pull to write another. This is she in action. It is the strategic energy of progress. Are you honoring your small wins? Do you see each tiny step forward not as insignificant, in fact, as the critical act of building momentum? Stop waiting for a tidal wave of motivation. Start by creating a single ripple. That ripple, nurtured with consistency, will grow into the wave that carries you to your destination. The balance of effort and efficiency. Sun Tzu's philosophy is often misunderstood as being about brute force. In reality, it is the ultimate philosophy of efficiency. He stated, to win 100 victories in 100 battles is not the acme of skill. To subdue the enemy without fighting is the acme of skill. This is the essence of leveraging the balance between effort and efficiency. Effort without strategy is wasted energy. Think of someone trying to knock down a wall by punching it. They may be exerting immense effort, but their progress will be minimal and they will ultimately injure themselves. The strategist, however, examines the wall, finds the keystone, and with a few well-placed taps, brings the entire structure down. The effort is minimal. The result is total. Where in your life are you just punching the wall? Where are you applying brute force effort when a more strategic, efficient approach would yield far greater results? This could be in your career, where you work long hours instead of identifying the 20% of activities that produce 80% of the results. It could be in your relationships, where you engage in repetitive arguments instead of having one honest, vulnerable conversation that changes the dynamic forever. This is the balance you must seek. The wisdom to know when to push hard, and the intelligence to know where to apply that push for maximum effect. Efficiency is not laziness. It is the highest form of intelligence. It is about respecting your energy so much that you refuse to waste it on ineffective actions. It is about finding the keystone. Conserve and strike. The rhythm of life. Imagine a great boxer. They do not spend the entire match throwing haymakers. They dance, they observe, they conserve their energy, they wait for the opening, and then, in a flash, they strike with focused, devastating power. This rhythm of conservation and release is the heartbeat of strategic energy management, and your life must have this same rhythm. There must be periods of intense, focused effort, the strike, but these must be balanced by periods of active recovery and preparation, the conservation. Many of us live in a state of chronic low-grade effort, never truly resting and never truly striking with our full power. We are constantly shadowboxing, but we never land a decisive blow. What does this look like in practice? It means that when you work with total intensity. And when you rest with total commitment. You disconnect. You recharge. You allow your mind and body to replenish their stores. This intentional rest is not a luxury, it is a strategic imperative. It is during these periods of conservation that you gather the energy needed for your next powerful strike. Do you have this rhythm in your life? Or are you living in the gray zone, never fully on, never fully off? Define your periods of engagement and your periods of renewal. Honor both with equal discipline. Your ability to perform at your peak is directly proportional to your ability to recover from your efforts. Moving forward with strategic energy. Your energy is the currency of your life. Every choice you make is an energy transaction. You can invest it wisely in activities that bring you growth, meaning, and momentum. Or you can squander it on distractions, negativity, and misaligned efforts. The choice every single moment is yours. Start today. Identify one major energy leak in your life, one activity or mindset that drains you without providing value, and make a strategic decision to plug it. Next, identify your most important objective. This is your main front. Commit to giving it your peak energy, even if it's just for 30 focus minutes each day. Build a fortress around this time. Then find one small action you can take to begin building momentum. Make it so small that you cannot fail. Celebrate the completion of that action and feel the shia, the strategic energy, begin to stir. Finally, look for the keystone. Examine the biggest challenge in front of you and ask, what is the most efficient way to solve this? Where can a small amount of focused effort create the largest impact? You are the general of your own life force. Your capacity is not fixed. It is a dynamic, flowing power that you can learn to cultivate, direct, and master. By applying these timeless principles, you move from being a victim of your circumstances to becoming the creator of your momentum. You stop reacting to the world and start imposing your will upon your goals with the calm, focused power of a true strategist. Until next time, continue to strategize, adapt, and overcome. And thank you for joining us on this incredible journey of growth and self-mastery. We're thrilled to have you as part of our community, striving toward excellence and purpose together. Remember, the tools and strategies shared in this podcast are here to empower you in your pursuit of success. Stay tuned for more episodes packed with inspiration and actionable wisdom. Until next time, keep pushing forward, stay disciplined, and conquer each challenge with confidence and strategy.